Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Glad to have you with us. Yes, this is the Wednesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I am joined here by my co-host and kind of a jack of all trades. That would be Jimbo. And I am welcoming you blog talkers. Some of you come from very distant places, and we're very happy to have you. And the rest of you, even those that are a hop, skip, and a jump away, we love having you too. Facebookers, glad to have you as well. You are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page where we are streaming live. So anybody who, doesn't everybody that goes there have to have a Facebook page? They have to be
on Facebook.
Yeah, they can't just be the general public.
Well, they can be the general public. They have to do it through Facebook.
Yeah. So anyway, join us there. You can see us in action. I want to remind everybody that I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards. Ta-da! Holding them up for our Facebookers. This is the only tool used in personal prophecy card reading. However, you might want to consider choice and change to be like sub-tools, you know, because we do use them in order to navigate our lives in a more dynamic, life-changing direction in terms of happiness, love, career, and just about everything else. So with that, I want to just say one last thing and remind everybody, I'm using a 24-card layout for your readings this evening. So a lot of you may be used to somebody just like peeling off three random cards. It's always been my style to use the whole layout. That gives me an understanding of where you are in your life at the present. And then we take a look at what your question or questions are for your reading. So I'm now going to turn this over to Mr. Magnificent Jimbo.
I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's our disclaimer. Well, not the enjoyment part, but the informational entertainment thing. That's the disclaimer. Got to be legal around here. Also, if you're an international caller or a Facebook Live viewer, let us know. We'll give you an international shout-out. Like we are to Laura from Canada.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. The first international shout-out has begun. All right, primary means to get a hold of us, 515-602-9676. That's the number you can call or Skype into. We got Skypers. We had one last night.
Yep,
we had
a Skyper.
We get a Skyper like 2-3 times a week at least. So it's an option for international folks if you don't have Facebook and, you know, that type of thing. But we'll get to that in a second.
And eventually we will have WhatsApp once it all integrates together.
It's just another software.
Yeah.
Anyway, when you call in, you'll get a message that says you're going to be going on hold, but you can listen to the show. So when you hear the show while you're on hold, everything's cool. Everything's working like clockwork. Now, when we take your call, when you go live, please do the following things if you legally and safely can. Immediately when you go live, please get off your speakerphone and your Bluetooth or your Bluetooth. It's not an and. Speakerphone, Bluetooth, bye-bye. All right, that's the first thing that'll help the call go better. Shut down all your background noises because you're on hold, waiting forever, killing time. Stop the multitask because sometimes you put your phone on speakerphone, set it down and do dishes and do all sorts of crap. But once we go live, please immediately cease all that stuff. Keep all those activities. Perfect world, you're in your home. you know, a great place to go sit down, chill, it's quiet, and you have great cell phone reception and no background noises at all whatsoever. What's that?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, that's good. We're good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they were like, every time I touch it, it was like,
all right,
noises like that. We don't like that. And the reason is because when your call goes through a website and comes out our computers and through our computer speakers, and there's a quality, sound quality goes down, so we can might have a hard time communicating. So if you can make all those things, do all those things we say, that'd be great. That'd be great. And we have Mike from the UK.
Hello there, Mike.
He hath arrived. All right.
Glad to have you all.
Folks that cannot call in on the phone, and there are many reasons, but not always internationally. Sometimes we get a lot of domestic folks that just have to messenger us. So for those folks, we'll offer from time to time on the show that you can break out some Facebook Messenger and do a video or audio call, one or the other. Don't text this. What in the hell are you doing? That's not good for me, at least.
Okay, but my face is hidden in shadow, so I was trying to.
Anyway. Yeah, don't send us, when we say, hey, Messenger, we don't mean like type a text in, because we're not going to get it. But audio video call us when we open that window. Don't do it until we say so. Sometimes people get a little excited and say, oh, he said the word Messenger, and boom, then we're going to have to hang up on you because we can't put you on hold. It doesn't have that feature. All right, and we shall do that. All right, and we will do that occasionally. No set time. It depends on the call volume, how everything's going, and demand on your guys. Sometimes nobody wants the messenger us. It's all right. We understand. Well, that's way too low. That, folks, let's do it again. A little better. That is the sound of harps, typically synonymous with angels. When you hear that, that means your reading, your free reading with Deborah, has come to a conclusion. And we're getting ready to go, and we're going to give you today, it'll be a healing angel card reading for those out there. So that'll be your one card. It's a quick one card reading. We're not doing
like
a big spread.
I like those.
They all have their positives and negatives, all the cards. So it's cool. That's why we kind of rotate the crops around. So remember, HARP means no more questions for Deb. And HARP means, Deb, no more input, no more asking questions either, too, please.
Yes, sir.
And if you really want, like me to not be there and bothering you and you want a lot of time and a lot of questions, go to thepsychiclovedoctor.com. You can arrange for a private reading. It's just you and her,
yeah.
Many questions. You can ask 10 different questions that have nothing to do with each other. It's your time that you have set aside and reserved. I think we have covered all the things that got to be covered. Let me update my list. All right, let's take it, Deb. Let's start her off. It's caller number one, area code 775, which is, well, we're going to start out with calling it Nevada, 775.
And we're going to see if it's really California. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello. Thank you both very much. My name is Wendy, and nice to talk to you.
You too.
Oh, thank you. You might recall that I wanted to talk to another attorney before choosing Eddie, and I found out today what happened regarding that other attorney. I think I was manipulated by a paralegal when I called the office because I was very specific about speaking directly to an attorney by the last name of Robinson, and but I got a call from a different attorney, and I think he was a new attorney, very nice. But I wanted somebody who had a lot of experience. And I called back the office today because I was confused, and I just wanted to put this matter at rest. And I said, you know, I don't know what happened. And Ginger, the receptionist for the attorney I wanted to speak to, she said that the paralegal I had talked to, his name is Doug. Apparently, Doug is the paralegal for this other attorney. And so I feel manipulated. I was very polite, and she let me know that I'm not allowed to speak to them because I have contracted with another attorney, and I'm glad she told me because I want to be ethical. And I will tell you that Eddie is very intelligent, very successful, he's right on it. I mean, he's already sent the letter of representation to that insurance company. But I had worked so hard for 6 weeks, and had I not been manipulated, I might have chosen Attorney Robinson. So my question is, would it have turned out? I mean, the only way I can do that now is to get a letter of release from Eddie, but I'm not going to do that because it would just be so messy. Would it have turned out more in my favor if I was represented by Attorney Robinson?
Okay, I'm going to take a look at that for you, and we will then discuss it. So give me 1 minute because I have to lay these out, and Jim will be your chat.
It's a really good question, though. I like it. I like it. It's she's going to go with what she was going with, but she's just curious if things had been different. Would the outcome
be
different?
Yeah, I don't like being manipulated, and I feel like I was by this other paralegal. And you know what? I'm in good shape. I mean, Eddie's a fantastic attorney, but I was really interested in Attorney Robinson.
Yeah, basically see what the cards say, because, you know, a lot of times people look at that as that was a meant-to-be fate thing, you know?
And that's where I was going to go initially.
Yeah.
It's just to say, remember, if it was meant to go the other way, it would have.
Yeah, so maybe the fact that this paralegal was
manipulating,
not doing
up-and-up
type of work that they should have been doing, maybe that was actually going to benefit you. And that's a big, I think that's what she wants to know.
Yeah, because mistakes, well, it's hard to explain. They're often intended, or things like this, to push us in another direction. So that was my instant.
And if that's, you know, I mean, they're all part of a practice, you know, it's a company, a practice. And if they have people that work for them, they're responsible for those people. They represent the company. If they're doing things they should be doing, then that's not the right company.
It might be, and it isn't. You have made the right choice.
Now, Deb is on board. Here we go.
You followed your own heart, your own instincts, your own intuition, Wendy. And what I saw initially was I was discussing the other guy, and I forget his name.
Robinson is the attorney that I was really interested in speaking with.
Yeah. But I felt, and I still do, that you were not meant to go in that direction. That this man's going to prove him, this Eddie is going to prove himself to you.
So this was all meant to be.
I really think so, yes. So in effect, you may actually be thankful that Doug, the paralegal, did what he did.
Sometimes people have even gotten cheated by another person, but it caused a series of events to put their life in a better place down the road.
It really does.
So you never know, yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, but how will I know to be thankful that it turned out to be Eddie? You know what I mean?
Well, do you see a positive outcome, Deb?
Well, yes, I really do.
That's how you know. Then,
yeah. And if the universe had wanted you to go with Robinson, that door would have swung wide open, you know?
Yeah, and she has her own gut instinct. She's pretty sharp about choosing these attorneys.
Agree.
So I think that something inside of her would have tried to have made her undo the agreements and all that other stuff. So
yeah, and I feel that you're on a really good, solid track. And overthinking can only make us lose our minds, essence.
And that's the hardest part of anything, is how much is too much. And that's the easiest, you know, how much, you want to do a lot of work and a lot of digging, but, you know, there's a point where it's too much. But what is that? Nobody knows, I guess.
Well,
I will tell you both
something. Eddie is a super lawyer, and only 5% of lawyers get that distinction. And he's always treated me respectfully. He's extremely intelligent and successful. And I have an analytical power where I can look at stuff. I identified something to him today. I said, when I spoke to the first rep at this insurance company, she said I was going to be automatically denied because the forms were not signed physically by my doctor. They were electronically signed, and I explained how this works. Anyway, I sent that information over to Eddie, and I had called the nurse because that woman was so rude to me, and I was upset. And then my doctor called me the next day. So I have proof of the impact of that. And Eddie emailed me. He's pretty quick. And he said, well, we focus on the language that is in the contract. However, we need to make note of this. I sent over 3 voicemails from that insurance company, basically proving from the director that there was an issue and she was changing my representative. So I'm thinking that Eddie, he said it, I offered to send him proof and he said, well, if you have time. I don't think he would have bothered if it wasn't important to him. But I do feel like he's going to take care of me. He's excellent. So I just don't like being manipulated by that other office.
Well, you know, you could always make a complaint if you'd like to. Maybe they need to know. But also, I think that everything is going in the right direction for you, Wendy. That you can have faith in this. You apparently can consider Eddie to be quite a champion of your cause. And it sounds to me like this guy's got a big heart and he's got a pair, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you picked a winner.
Yes,
you should
exactly.
be happy that you picked a winner, even if it was under weird circumstances like the
paralegal. So I can't wait for you to share with all of us how this is, you know, transpiring, what will happen as a result of these letters. And just imagine the insurance company realizing you didn't go to an underdog, you went to a big dog,
you know,
in the profession.
Right.
I did.
And,
yeah. Yes.
And they bank on, they probably hang their hat on people either not even bothering with a lawyer, giving up, or getting just a schmuck.
Exactly.
They hope that most of the people do that, I'm sure, so they can win most of their cases.
That is so right.
I agree with Jimbo that I was very intelligent how I went through this process.
Absolutely.
And I did choose the winner. I chose somebody who, as you say, a top dog. And so he is a go-getter. He doesn't mess around. I do feel confident that he's going to take care of this. The only thing I don't like is that, well, it's his firm, and he assigns to a paralegal and another attorney. And I said, well, I want your name on everything. And he said it would be. He said that he would be the attorney. But I think that a lot of attorneys who own the firm handle it that way. I honestly do feel like I was still very discretionary and choosy, and he's choosy too. Good. So I am thankful for his representation. And I just hope to God this isn't going to drag on. I want it resolved quickly in my favor.
You know, yeah, remember, sometimes the big lesson is in letting the wheels of justice turn. And Jim has for you
This card is going to actually would have said all that.
All right.
Subject is divine intervention. You may feel frustrated because something stalls or comes to a standstill. Progress seems painfully slow. Yet, this is a blessing. It is divine intervention at work. When the timing is in perfect harmony, all will come to fruition.
Exactly.
That's why I was trying to wave this card around.
Yeah. All right. Now, Wendy, best thing to do is to be to relax
and
a little bit.
And what card is that?
Well, the deck is Healing Angel Cards. And that
card said divine intervention.
That one was not from a specific angel. Some of these are and some are not. That one was not.
Right.
Okay.
And I put it back in the middle of the deck as I shuffle and mix
them up. Well, please take care. Call us anytime, and we can take a look at how things are going for you, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
Well,
I appreciate both of you, as always.
And thank you for holding
you.
And being patient to be the first caller.
Yes. All right, take care now, Wendy. Wow.
Have a good one. We shall talk again.
That seems like it's really going down the right path.
Well, yeah, I mean, she did her work. She's methodical, but she's not, like, psychotic about it. She's got just the right amount of background, and then she got to the point. Remember, she was she called us a while ago and said, well, that's the point now where it's time to choose. I've done my searching. And that's the thing. That's the hard part I was saying. Where's that point? That's the hardest part for people to decide.
It really is.
When do I keep searching for lawyers till the end of time? No, there's a certain point, and she knew that point, and she picked. And it's all going to work out.
Yes.
Now, she'll let us know. She has to give us progress updates. Now, a lot of this, though, there's a certain point where she'll be just an information feeder.
Yeah.
But, you hired this guy to do the job. You got to kind of let him do his job and not interfere too much and just hope, say, hey, give me some updates, buddy.
And also, he
progress
may use a strategy of giving them enough time, like in the old saying, give him enough rope, he'll hang himself. So he might want to see how they want to drag this out, who knows, maybe add more to the case.
I mean, it's what he does for a living, so he'll know. He'll know what to do. He'll know voodoo that he need to do.
Jimbo, bring it on.
We're going down, baby. All right, we're going to go to, cool. We're going to area code. Let me go the 913, which is in Kansas, it says.
Oh, that's a state I don't know if we've heard from anybody.
Are you indeed still in Kansas?
Hello?
Yes, I am.
Awesome.
Are you new to the show as a caller?
Yes.
Well, we want to welcome you. You're only new for once.
The map shows her. What? The map shows where she is. She's like the eastern part of Kansas, right?
Yes.
Well, awesome. All right. Well, what you got cooking? You've heard. Have
you listened to us in the past?
No, I have not.
Well, you got to hear the first caller, so you kind of know the gist there a little bit.
And since I have not connected with you intuitively in the past, I need you to give us some background information so I can start to feel a sense of familiarity.
Yeah, don't be afraid to ask a very specific question.
Yeah.
Just give it a lot of information since it's your first time.
Yes. So, are you married? Do you have children? Are you working?
Yeah, so currently I am a stay-at-home mom. I have two.
That is working.
I have two girls. And I do have a boyfriend. And I don't know, basically I just kind of feel like I'm kind of stuck, I guess, in life. Like, I just don't know, like, what I'm supposed to be doing in terms of just, well, I feel like I should be doing more, and I don't know.
Okay, so you kind of are at you feel like you're maybe coming up to a crossroads where you got to, your path looks
or
like.
Or maybe she's wandering in the wilderness.
Or she's in a field, and she's looking for a.
That's how I kind of feel. I feel like I'm supposed to be doing more. Like, I'm meant to be doing more, but I just don't know.
Well, is your relationship good with your guy? Is it good, your relationship?
I mean, it is good. He's great. But there's still, like, some part of me that feels like, I don't know, like I'm just unfulfilled in life, honestly.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, I mean, yeah, I think that's pretty fine.
I think it is, too.
And you sound pretty young. So that would make sense too. If you're like 78 calling us, then I would think like, yeah, you probably don't have a lot of paths left, but you sound pretty young. So you got a lot of life ahead of you. So I can see that question coming up.
Are you thinking in terms of like career wise or education wise? I just want to make sure I'm clear about what you feel you should be doing more.
Or relationship-wise?
Yeah, good point, Jim.
I mean, I feel more, I guess, career-wise. Like, I feel like I should be doing something, like, major.
Good question. No?
Are your girls real young?
Yeah, 10. Well, 10 is my oldest, and then the other one is 1, so...
Oh,
whoa.
Boy.
that's a big gap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
What?
I, like, started all over.
But you have a future babysitter coming up here.
Oh, that's right, coming up.
There'll be
up.
A certain point where you got a babysitter. You don't have to worry about hiring one.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Siblings.
Oh, did we get her name? I forgot.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was her name? Yes, she did tell us her name. We forgot. We suck.
Yeah.
We suck.
My name is Jessica.
Jessica.
Sorry,
okay.
Jessica. I am terrible with names.
Well, we try to remember.
Better than I am.
I'm going to take a look at the cards for you.
I completely see.
And we're going to see what's what. And okay. Jim will chat with you. So,
well, you know, and that's,
yeah.
I think that is probably more than half the people going through life get to that point where they're like, I'm not feeling, maybe it's not fulfilled. They're like, this is just kind of blah. You know,
that's exactly how I've been feeling lately.
Yeah, blah. It's kind of like blah. It's like, you know, this is like, it's almost like watching that movie Groundhog Day. Is that what I'm going to do is every day get up and hear the same thing?
Yeah.
Right?
Seriously, that's what my life is like.
yeah, right. And I think that's very common for a lot of people. And
it's very, routine and just,
yeah.
It's just kind of getting on my nerves.
And a lot of the problem is a lot of times to change that, there's a little bit of risk sometimes. It gets a little scary because maybe your life is a little routine or boring, but it's very secure possibly. But sometimes you shake that tree, you don't know what the hell is going to fall out of that tree, you know. But there's a certain point, though, where if your spirit is like, seems like it's in a cage, you might have to just go for it.
Well,
and the cards are going to, she's redoing the cards. She had a little foobar, so.
Yeah, I've lost myself in the count.
You know, it happens. She's a human, believe it
or not. Well, and there it is. Just like with the previous
caller. It was
caller.
Meant to be?
It was, yes. Maybe they weren't going to fall right for her. So I was.
You could do hours and hours of shows on meant to be, chance and no chance and all that stuff, you know. That's a whole different topic. We don't want to get into that too
I really
much.
Don't think there is such a thing as randomness.
But then there's another philosophy that says that everything's random. So, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. If we start talking about that, our heads will explode, and she won't get a reading. So we're not going to talk about that.
Well, first off, I want to tell you, you've got really great cards. You really do. And a whole great big bunch of life ahead of you.
Cool.
That is really going to, especially once you have the children more on the, you know, the baby on
especially the
feet,
one-year-old, yeah, that's a different ballgame.
Her feet and all that, you're going to be able to really open a door to all kinds of wonderful things for you to do, and it wouldn't hurt to start thinking about it.
You have the internet.
Oh, yeah.
You have the internet. You can do a lot more on the internet. That people, you don't have to go out there and play games on the internet.
Some of the best courses I found were I stumbled on them on the internet.
Yep, or there's, what do they call those things? Oh,
right.
I can't even remember. Well, there's a name for it. There's like groups of people that are interested in certain subjects that you can join and talk and like bloggers and stuff like that. Once you find your niche, you might not know it. You might have to check out a few different fields till the one that hits you in the face.
Well, here's the thing. The bottom line is that your spirit would not be happy for life being like in a marriage and not doing anything.
Oh, my God. I don't want to get married. I've never wanted to get married.
Yeah, I hear you because, there is an anchor, it sounds like. You feel like you're going to get locked down, but you've got the
card. She wants to make a contribution to the world.
She wants to.
Yes.
She wants to do something where she's like, wakes up enthusiastic. Oh boy, here I go. I'm going back to this career I got or whatever I do.
Well, what it is, hon, and don't let this scare you.
Don't do it.
But it's a calling on your life. You do, and you really are young.
Yeah, and she's obviously she's feeling it in her gut.
Yeah, you are already getting
for sure.
The stirring that you've been brought to the world for something bigger.
It's probably just not right now, right?
It's just not the time yet.
Right this second. But you're getting the feeling so you can start exploring, right?
But you could.
Is that what it's saying?
I told you you could read these
cards. I'm just going by what I'm thinking. But go ahead. Becky, I don't even have cards. What am I doing?
Well,
go ahead, Deb.
You're picking up intuitively. You've been doing so many shows. Jim used to do readings for women late at night on their future in a booty call.
And I was very rookie. Trust me, I was super rookie.
He's laughing. Yeah, he did.
Cards? Well, I'll talk about it in between readings.
Yeah, all right.
That. But go ahead, Deb. Finish up. This woman deserves her reading. She helps.
Jessica, that you're going to know the right path when it appears in front of you. I'm feeling like it'll be when your baby is going on 5 years old. But in the meantime, if you find that things really capture your interest, I'm saying even this might seem really cheesy, but even if you just like watching Dr. Phil or court shows or, you know, it's showing that you have an interest and you can expand interest.
Yeah, I mean, right now, exactly. Right now, you can start exploring things. I know you have a one-year-old. You're not going to go run out and start going to universities or anything like that or joining talk groups. But
well, she's a good kid.
Right.
But you got the internet. You can start figuring out, start exploring things, and maybe that one thing's going to just hit you. Boom, that's it. You're going to find it.
You're going to know. You're going to know.
Yeah.
And right now, I'm not getting this. This is my first reading with you. So I'm not getting quite a grasp of what it is. Oh, boy. Jim picked out your healing card, and it's going to knock your socks off.
All right, you ready?
So anyway, I just want to finish right here. Don't worry about mundane things like, will there be enough money for me to do this? Let it come to you.
Those are the things that keep people from making that move.
I'm living my dream.
Like we talked right at the beginning. People are in a comfortable,
secure,
but it's unfulfilling. And like, well, I can either...
She's going to start having dreams.
I can step up, but I'm scared I might fall.
Yeah, you're
going to
find out the thing that you know, that you know, that you know is your calling. And like, I'm living my dream. I grew up in a little tiny town in northern Minnesota. But, oh, I wanted to be on the radio, and I wanted to be, you know, doing everything I'm doing now, and people laughed. So don't let others laugh at you, because you have more potential than you're aware of, Jessica.
It's a tiny town compared to New York City.
Yeah, it doesn't even have
it's not a tiny town compared to Bum F Egypt.
It doesn't have even 100,000
It did
people.
When we grew up. It was over 100 when you grew up.
Yeah, now it's like it's...
No, it's at 89 because Hermantown broke off. But anyway, let's go to that.
All right, Jessica, I have nothing but faith that you're going to find what your true calling is. Now it's up to you to feel the same.
And before you depart, we have a healing angel card reading tonight. This is actually from a specific angel. It says Archangel Uriel. It says a great spiritual transformation is currently occurring both in your life in our world, the angels' world. This is a union of heaven and earth, spirit and matter. Heart and mind unite in harmonious balance. So you're in the process of a transformation, which I think you knew, which is why you called.
Do some reading, Jessica, on indigo children. I really think it might resonate for you.
Yeah, for sure. I've definitely experienced some things throughout my life.
Those are people that were specifically born into our world to help change it.
There is our other angel card reading actually has a card for indigo children.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
They're here, and I just feel compelled to tell you, read up on them. It might really resonate for you.
And we do many shows a week.
Yes.
And and we get people that call every day. You can call back every single day if you want, or every other day, whatever you want. You're welcome. You can't overstay your welcome.
No, and you're part of the family now. So,
thank you. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Well, thank you again. Please don't be a stranger. We look forward to hearing from you again. And real quick.
Yes.
Laura's getting ready to, she says, getting ready to go tonight. But Laura said that her son was called that from a psychic. I guess the indigo.
Indigo. Well, there it is. And it might not be something that becomes really significant until he's older. Yeah, but then that means he's got a what did I call it? A calling on his life. He's in the world.
Yeah, I mean,
but he's not of the world.
That's a whole weird. And then we were talking about that probability, random, not random, which is. And Mike pointed out that's the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. But what made that kick to me was the name Heisenberg. Remember that?
From
Breaking Bad. That was the name because he was a chemist. He just randomly chose this fake name and stuck with it.
Heisenberg. That's right.
You all love that show.
Mike, I love your input because you've got, you know, a lot going on for you education-wise.
Well, he's done some stuff. He also said that he actually dabbled a little bit in law before he went and did his medical stuff. And he said, yeah, he goes, not a big fan of those folks.
No, and they're very arrogant.
Well, and he mentioned, and I think we all, he says, they're pretty much all shysters and crooks. It's like,
I'm with you.
I don't want to say all, but I think the ones, the really successful ones probably are.
And they play dirty.
They really are. The ones that are the small-time ones that just are just making a decent living, those are probably the good guys. But since they're good guys, they don't get the big cases.
Right.
So what a shitty world we live in, eh? No, just kidding. All right. Let's rock. Let's roll. And
all
if,
right, well,
if you are going, actually, yes. Real quick.
Yeah.
I think I saw Alexis in here. So I think she might want to come in. We are opening the messenger window now. We're a little bit over the halfway point. If anybody wants to audio or video call us, don't text us. Now is that time. We'll keep that window open for a little bit. Then if not, we understand. That was what who was that? Chris Rock said that.
What did he say?
Yeah, stand up routine. Basically said, I didn't agree what he did, but I understand.
Oh.
Well, I'm not going to say what the subject was. It was just cool when he said that.
Was it about?
Yeah, I don't want to say what it was about. It's a whole different controversial
subject.
They still
haven't made up.
It was about OJ.
OJ?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Will Smith.
I said no, it was way before. I mean, this is when he was young, just doing stand-up. I hadn't done movies yet. All right, that window is still open. I did see Alexis was in here very early. Maybe she can't. Sometimes she calls, sometimes she messenger. She's a woman of mystery. And sometimes she's got to go. All right, well, it looks like, and we understand, we know we can't always call. We got plenty of callers anyway. They'll probably be happy to know that nobody messenger. So we shall go to the next. Oh, I wonder if this is who I think it is. This is area code 443 from Maryland. 443.
Hello there.
Is it?
Hello. You're
it's right. Suzanne.
It's been a while.
It is.
Awesome. Hey, it's been a while. How's it going?
I've been out here dodging all these semis. That's why.
Hey, it looks like playing the old Frogger video game.
I've been trying to catch up with you because I'm like, I'm dying to find out if my close calls are it. I'm done with that.
Oh, wow.
How long ago was it that you got that reading?
I don't know, a month maybe?
It was before Thanksgiving.
Typically, no, I'm going to speak because she's been doing this her whole life. Typically, I haven't seen that window go that beyond a month. Have you? Something impending, possible problem?
No, usually it comes up.
Pretty quickly, within a 2-3 week period or something?
When we make choices that will change the direction, they will slip out of our...
But she's wise to check on it again.
Okay, is that your question for me, hon?
She wants to make sure that that problem...
Yeah, I just want an update. Anything you want to tell me.
Or anything else, too. Yep, cool. All right, well.
Well, let's see.
No, I'm a repeater.
Thank you, Suzanne, because I was forgetting to mention that newcomers really can't say, give me a general reading.
Right.
It's, you
which
know.
Which is your instinct, being a brand new person, if you haven't listened to the show before. I don't know what to do. Just tell me something. Yeah, it doesn't work that way here.
No, I have to build this connection with you and your life as it's perceived in the cards. And Suzanne has been around for quite some time. And I feel very connected to her through her readings. So she can say that. We had seen, or I had seen, that she needed to be very careful around semis. She's in Maryland.
Glenda Mary.
And I do remember that out on the interstate, there's a lot of, you know, trucks.
That's what moving our goods and supplies around.
Sure.
Not the only thing, but that's a big one.
The trouble is sometimes, and late husband Daryl was a long-distance truck driver before he joined the Navy. And he said a lot of times these drivers are taking, you know, amphetamines to stay awake, to push their schedule so they can not only drop the load fast,
It's mainly the independent guys that are working for, you know, that don't work for a company because
yes.
they're trying to get as many jobs in, as many loads they can to get incentives. What do you got, Deb?
It's gone. So you've been very,
diligent.
You've been very vigilant out there on the road.
Personally, I still recommend you dodge semis, but it's not in your cards right now, at least.
Yeah, don't try to kiss their bumpers or anything like that.
Yeah, I was.
No.
I always, when I was on my motorcycle, there's sometimes when speeding is a safe thing to do, so I'd go like 80, 90 just to get around the semi.
Well, that's what my husband used to say. Don't, you know, dawdle. Don't be next to them and just keep going along.
They got big mirrors and big this and big that, but there are little blind spots, and if you're a tiny little motorcycle.
They would rather you pass them.
You'd rather not be a speed bump under their tire.
No, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, when they sometimes slam on those brakes, they will jackknife. They roll. It's very dangerous dealing with them. So, anyway, my question that I put to the cards for you is, were you going to have happy holidays? And, yes, I think you're going to have a very nice end of the year coming up for you.
Good.
Cool.
Yeah, and it looks like your husband's mood has lifted. Is he working?
A little bit better.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's still working for the same company that really is not working. Sales, and then he did just tell me that he got another line that he's hoping will be a little bit more productive.
Well, good. And he looks happier. Your husband seems driven by moods, like when he doesn't have a lot to do. And he's a brooder. Yeah.
Yep.
So. Well, I think you're going to have a very nice time. I'm seeing
your
daughter. You have a daughter, right? Because I see a daughter here.
I have three.
Oh, well, let's put it this way. How about the one you're closest to? You're going to have very happy holidays, you know.
Oh, good.
I used to tell my sons when they were growing up, all five of them, I would tell one, I'd whisper, "You're my favorite, but don't tell the others." And they each believed me. And finally, when they got to a certain age, they were like, "Hey, Mom, what's up with this?"
Yeah, or maybe hopefully they didn't pull a Cain and Abel.
Yeah.
Let's go biblical here now. All right.
And I told them, "I love you all the very same. There are no favorites." But it was just a fun game I like to play with them. I really think that you're going to have a very... very pleasant holidays coming up. So if you've been feeling a little blue, or, you know, a lot of us just don't have the kind of funds, the money that we want, you know, to just go out and have a great expensive Christmas. There's still a lot of things to share, you know.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's, you know what, I remember back when I was a kid. In the 70s, people would complain about the commercialism of Christmas. You know what? It never went away.
No, it didn't.
It only got worse. Now they have Lexus acting like anybody can go out and buy their relative car. Like, we all have that kind of disposable income. Here, have a Lexus.
So
I got one for each family member.
What do you have for Susanna?
Holy guacamole.
Yeah, healing.
Healing angel card. Oh, we just... You know what? I think this is a good one for everybody on this planet.
Okay.
Unless you're like 12. Achievement is a subject. Take a little time to reflect on what you have achieved to date. It is often easy to forget where you started from and how far you've come. Honor and be grateful for this extraordinary journey that is your life.
I think that is exactly
right. Yes, unless you're like 16 or something. That's a good one for all of us. We're still alive. We're able to call into a show. Obviously, we've done something right.
Obviously. You're
obviously.
Right.
So,
thank you so much. Happy holidays to you all.
Well, same to you. Same to you, I saw the area code and I saw Marilyn. I was like, I wonder. And it was. It was her.
Yes, well, you have yourselves a very nice holiday. And stay well. Everybody's getting sick.
Okay. You
too. All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And by the way, to everybody out there, especially if you're new, none of these people are like personal friends that we said, hey, would you call into the show? No, we've all met all of these people we've met through the show.
And about every 2-3 years, once in a while, somebody says, oh, all they do is put their take their friends first.
No.
It's like, first of all, I don't know the area codes of these people by heart, except, and I take them in the, and I'm very
the order they come along.
Look at, see?
Yeah.
I have a Microsoft Word file here where I make sure, because Blog Talk will screw up the order sometime, but I make sure I take them in the order they come, because it's only fair. All right, real quick. Mike mentioned something.
Okay.
You know, oh, Jalen's here. Jalen says, I'm a personal friend. Well, you're all personal friends.
You are
but,
now. But we originally met you all as strangers.
Yeah, we're all family and friends, and but we treat everybody equally.
Yeah,
either a new person or somebody's been here for 10 years.
And the thing is, I see your heart in your readings, so I feel very invested in how things work out for you.
All right, Deb, do you know who James Van Praagh is?
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of talk at my office about this guy.
Okay.
What did
I don't know, I just mentioned him, and we were kind of having some back and forth banter, and then mentioned him like in a bad way, and I was like, I don't know who that is.
Is his comment negative?
Well, about the guy, he's an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Well, about, or at least, and he mentioned the wife or something, yeah.
Well.
He just said Deb would know who he is.
And the thing is, I don't like to kick the shovel out of anybody's hand. Who's out there?
Why, is that a...
Well, just...
Somebody that's got a shovel?
Well, no, I mean, as far as doing their work, I don't want to criticize anybody.
Is he somebody that does similar work like yours?
Well, it's...
Spit it out, Deb.
Well, I've known people that have consulted.
Okay, that's all I want to know, so it's
and
similar.
They weren't very pleased.
So it's similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had to laugh because I was letting... here's the thing. I let people know. Sometimes people say keywords and Facebook just, there's not a human there. Just they hide it.
They do?
Yeah. And I unhide it because I'm the only people I kick out of here are the scammer ones.
Mm-hmm.
They say, inbox me for a free reading. I feel your light and your love. No. Anything else you say, it's a free world, man. If you want to, if you're not personally picking on another person in the room, I don't care.
So what's the word they?
Well, you probably call them an ass or something like that and hit them. I just let them know, hey, there's a 50-50 shot. If they automatically hit it, they might go to some place and they might not like it.
And you might get in jail. Don't do that. Yeah.
Mike is no stranger to Facebook jail. Matter of fact, he might have his own cell reserved there. He might have his own. Hey, Mike, hey, you're back. Hey, come on, Mike. Here's your Facebook jail. Here you go. We got it all ready for you. He's a repeat offender. But I respect it. All right, let's move on, Deb. I'm going to go to area code, because I've been in there many a time, and you have too, but I've been in there a lot.
Well, you put up cute things, like Jesus was sitting on a rock.
Oh, that one never got me in trouble.
Oh, I thought it did.
No, I put something up that was risque.
Well, they're probably all wondering, what about Jesus?
The happy, it's a great one. Actually, it's funny. It's a picture that's probably been shown, people probably recognize the picture where Jesus sitting there, and there's all these people, and he's... It looks like he's just basically preaching to him. But it says, and I said to my mom, hey, chill, don't sweat it. I'll be back in like 3 days tops. And we always put that, I always post that around Easter. You know, there's Gibbs being happy. All right, let's go to area code 520. We're going to Arizona 520. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Lisa.
Oh, you're my heart. I tell you. I missed you last night, but I got to listen. You know, it's so good to talk to you. I wanted to ask you, I know you take a lot of phone calls. I don't expect you to remember this, but there was a woman that I was concerned about in this town that was spreading toxic energy. Okay, so I keep running into a different woman, and I know that different woman that I keep running into at meetings and things like that told me when I first met her that somebody on Facebook was looking for my information on my significant other, that he had a friend. I was a family member of a friend that had passed, and they wanted to find out how to reach him. Well, he has since passed. And I knew that friend. I knew who they were talking about on Facebook. I knew the person. It was many states away. And so anyway, this new woman in my life was telling me, had mentioned it. And I said, no, that wouldn't be on Facebook. And she said, yes, it is. So I went and looked and it was there. And just wondering, her name is Heather, this new woman. Is she again me or with me? Is she against me or with me? I can't really figure her out. In other words, the woman that was putting out questions on Facebook about my significant other was telling people, oh, PM me, you know, like private message me so we can discuss this more kind of thing. And I don't know if anything toxic came out of it or who cares, but Heather is the new woman.
Well, that's a really good question for this method, because it's going to tell us who our friends are, who we can trust, who we cannot trust.
So this Heather was the one that was asking all these questions, putting out feelers to people.
No, it's confusing. My story is confusing. No. Heather is the new woman in my, as a friend. I keep running into her at these little tiny gatherings. And when I first ran into her a few months ago here at this new location that I'm in, she said someone was trying to get information on my significant other. And anyway, I'm not going to go into that long story again. I'm not going to repeat it. But yeah, is Heather, is she a friend or is she, she's not sure or she's with that individual?
She's very interested, Lisa, in getting close to you and being a friend to you. She's not a troublemaker.
Okay.
That's good to know.
But I've got to tell you, I can share something with you.
Uh-oh.
She's also very attracted to you. She is bisexual.
Okay, well. I don't swing that way.
You know what?
I mean, I have nothing. I mean, my best friend, you know, I have friends that are, you know, whatever. You know,
we know.
Whatever goes on behind closed doors, that's cool. But I don't swing that way.
We understand.
I'm definitely strictly dickly. And I'm, you know, very happy with
it. I like that.
I haven't heard that for like 10 years or
really?
So. Yeah.
Strictly dickly.
Oh, that was very common back in the AOL days.
No,
chat rooms.
When I did time in the Army and I would get hit on by the lesbians, you know, in my unit, the saying back then was, if it isn't hanging, I don't want it. So...
You know, when I was at the university for a number of years, I used to get hit on, and I didn't like it at all. But, you know, it's okay. I mean, keep your thing behind closed doors. Do your thing. I don't care.
Yep, that's a fact. That's a fact.
To each their own.
You do the voodoo that you do. Don't worry about it. Yep.
Yeah, I'm not opinionated, you know, anti-gay anything.
But when I was a teenager, our phrases were to all you lesbians and virgins, thanks for nothing.
Well, you know, I really don't, you know, the way I look at movie screens, I don't even want to see the heteros up there for, you know, I like the 40 movies, the movies made in the 50s. You know, I like mystery. I don't like to see it smeared all over. I don't like PBA.
Yeah.
They
had to rely on dialogue. They didn't have any CGI, any of the special effects.
Yes.
They didn't swear and drop F-bombs every 5 seconds. I agree.
And they would fade out, or they'd go from the couple kissing to looking out the window. You knew what was
good. It was all about how good the script was and how good the acting was. There was no BS.
You were so right.
True that.
What's her name? Crawford. Joan Crawford is my favorite old movie queen.
And Betty Davis
was
young, too. I mean, there's a million of them. They were great.
The greats.
Well, Liz, I really appreciate it so much, your reading. And I, that's cool. You know, I don't care. I don't care what people do as long as it doesn't become a motto.
Just so you know.
Right.
You know, that you're aware she does swing both ways. She is attracted to you, but I don't see her making any moves. All right, on you.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. We all have different cups of tea and different coffee that we like in different ways. And so
everybody marches to the beat of their own drum.
That's right.
Real quickly,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, here's your healing card.
Positive thinking is the subject. Positive thinking is vital in creating a healthy and abundant life. A positive attitude along with a positive beliefs and thoughts are crucial ingredients for creating happiness. Don't worry, think love.
Oh, that's nice.
I think it's a nice way of the angels saying,
nice.
Try not to overcomplicate every situation. I think
yeah.
what they're trying to tell us all.
But you can trust
all
her.
All of us all.
She, yeah, and she's not going to stalk you, fall in love and obsess on you. It's just a passing
yeah.
attraction.
Yeah.
She thinks you're really
okay.
beautiful.
Yeah,
okay.
and... She'll still be friends.
Yeah.
She'll still be friends.
Yeah. Well, I'll just have to hang my arm around some guy and kiss him on the, what, on the neck or something in front of her.
Yeah, or just make some comment like, damn, that dude is hot when some guy walks by.
And
holy crap, that guy's hot.
Oh,
that'll be like, oop. That'll set the tone right there where you are.
Oh, the things I could do to him. Oh,
man, why didn't that guy accidentally fall in my lap?
Or I could say, instead of coffee, I could just say, I'd like another helping of Strictly Dickly, please.
That is great.
I haven't heard that since AOL chat room days. AOL chat room days.
I don't.
It was very popular, the AOL chat room days. I remember that all the time. Yep.
Well, thank you, Lisa. You really brought some good humor.
Yes.
Thank
she
you guys.
Showed me my age,
okay.
but I'm remembering all the yeah,
Take care.
Yeah, thank you so much, and thank you for holding. Yeah, that brought back some nostalgia. What?
When you were on the Facebook streaming thing, somebody had posted a really kind of big emoji of laughter, and is that a new person to our show? Angie? Angie Garcia.
There was comments just flying them. It's like the AOL chat.
I'm really glad all of you are here.
If you took your eyes off this, you're like, holy crap.
And you have nobody more international that we need to welcome?
I asked one person I thought might have been, but they did not respond. Okay. So, we're going back to the callers, Ms. Deborah.
All right.
All right. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
We're going to 678. 678. You. I like how it's 678. That's easy to remember.
Yeah.
Georgia.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
And this is, where are we speaking to?
And I am family. I want to go ahead and say that right now. I am family.
All right.
Yes.
It's Jalen.
Oh, that was on her end?
Yes,
yeah.
Hi.
I'm not going to in our kitchen beeping.
Oh, it's
freaking
been
out.
So long.
It's been a little bit.
Yeah, good to have you with us.
Thank you for holding
and
waiting.
Yeah.
We appreciate your patience.
So, my dear, darling Jalen, what could we do for you?
Hey, don't get all lesbian on us here, Deb. No, I'm just kidding.
You're so funny. You're so wrong.
I am wrong.
I'm like the other caller. I'm Strictly Dickly. So,
I heard that twice. No, I haven't heard that for like 10
I love years. It. I love it.
Forever.
All right.
Okay, so my question is, I have an interview Monday.
Okay.
Nice.
Right? I finally got an interview. It's over at the CDC as a budget analyst.
Okay.
And I just want to know how things are going to go.
All right.
Cool. And what day was it, Monday?
I have other applications out there. I just don't know. I want to know what your opinion of this poll is.
And this was, your interview is what day?
Monday?
It's Monday. It's coming Monday.
And you have other applications, are they all in a similar field or are you just wide open?
They're all in the finance field, yes.
Cool. All right. We got you. All right. There you go. I don't know if that even helps her, but it helped me knowing that.
Yeah.
I am a nosy person I was going to say a bad word.
Oh, no. No.
Deb is trying to get me to minimize my bad words on the air.
Yes.
I feel like you all know my life history anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, right. I was going to say I'm a nosy bastard, but Deb doesn't like when I use bad words.
Well, there are worse words than that.
Well, actually, you're right. Bastard's not a bad word. It is what it is.
Oh,
right.
Kaylin, I don't know if you're going to like the layout of that job or how they present it to you. Your cards are saying, make sure you're not taking a sideways step, you know, going sideways, because these are just not good cards around it. And so they're saying, be very careful in if you decide you really want it. I mean, you're used to challenge. Remember that one job that we first met and how you were very hesitant, had anxiety over it, but look at how that, you know, really turned out very well for you.
It sounds like you're going like back before my time.
You have a great memory.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, well, tell me where my night guard dental device was for 2 days.
Well, that doesn't...
I couldn't find it.
Yeah,
I couldn't remember.
Yeah, it is what it is, right?
All right, yeah. So I really think, though, that you need to take command of that interview in the sense of what you will and will not, you know, be, what Jim?
You finish the training.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
When you take command of it, don't be too aggressive, because a lot of interviewers don't like the aggressive take command.
I think you're right.
Right.
You got to do it in a very subtle way where they still feel in control, but they like you.
Right.
Spunk.
Yeah. And they like to be kind of over there. The hierarchy, the structure.
What'd you say over there?
At the CDC.
Oh, okay. My bad.
All right.
I thought you were talking about another country.
They kind of like to be adored.
Right.
The higher up they are.
Well, COVID put them in the
slime
for years now. Oh, yeah. A lot of people didn't even know what CDC was until COVID came
along. Let's see how the interview goes. You know, but knowing these little details might be helpful. You know,
right. It will be helpful.
Okay. And make sure you get what you deserve if it's a position for you.
Yeah, in interview, a lot of times, and maybe it's understandable, a lot of times there's a lot of desperation in interviews, so people just are like, they're trying to beg for a job, but, you know, it's a two-way street. You have the right to ask them questions, and she knows that.
Well,
she knows that. It's for other people, basically.
And
she
I just
knows
want
that.
To tell you,
this
Kaylin,
time I'm this time I'm in position where I already have a job, so I'm not desperate to...
That's
you know,
awesome job.
And under the designation of sure to come true, which everybody knows I love, you are definitely going to make a big jump financially as far as your paycheck, what you get paid. It's going to be a nice jump for you.
Well, and also, which is interesting, is she currently is working, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
These people that are interviewing her know that she's not desperate.
And that's a good thing.
Right.
And they know that they actually have to convince her to come to them. So she's in a good position.
Well, and the thing
absolutely.
Is,
that's what I'm thinking.
And they may already have preconceived notions about you. Oh, it's a woman. Oh, it's that or this or the other thing.
Yeah, maybe. But the fact that they know that she has a job and they still went to the interview stage is means they're interested.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. But who am I?
Yeah. Well, no,
I love your feedback. I love both of your feedback. So I'm going to take them both into consideration, and I appreciate it.
He has a card. Unfair advantage.
Jim kind of, what's the word that he poo-poos himself, but I think he does really well. And don't let that go to your
head. Yeah, he does.
I know nothing. Anyway, here's your healing angel card reading before we move on. Archangel Michael. Oh, we've heard of him. All right.
Yeah.
The path is now clear. I have removed all obstacles in your way. You can move forward now with ease and confidence. You will achieve what your heart desires.
I love
yes.
it. I love it.
Me too.
You be rocking and you be rolling.
Well,
awesome.
Good luck to you.
Awesome.
And I hope we hear from you before the holidays.
Yeah, it's always cool.
You will. You will. I'm going to call and let you know how my interview goes. It's Monday.
Oh,
so.
Yes, Monday. News.
Oh, we, yeah, we absolutely recommend that. Because we get interested. We get vested in this, you know.
We really do.
We feel sad when somebody gets the feedback.
Uh-oh, I hear.
Yeah, you hear my door. Sorry about that.
You got one more thing going on. Or you better go put it down.
All right.
Thank you, guys. You have a nice day.
Yes, you too.
All right.
Yes, you too.
Thank you so much. We got to go one more because it's my favorite. It is Skype all ones. Could it be, or could it be somebody different than sweet Melissa?
Hello.
Hey, hi, Dr. Melissa. How are you doing?
Melissa.
Sweet Melissa. Who's saying that?
I don't know.
Look at this beautiful people helping people and very cheerful and positive, directing them in the right path. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a question, please.
You are so sweet, Melissa.
You
thank
are
you.
Very kind. You make me feel really good. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. What is your question, hon?
Yes. So, okay. And don't feel bad because, again, it's just, you know, friendships, you trial and error, you see what works, it does not work. That's where my process is, right? No hard feelings to error. That's how we got to be more thinkable. But the question is that I think, can you just miss the, is there something going on with that female? Because, like, I don't know, she's like trying to read me or do something, or she's doing something, but sometimes I feel energy like is like something that is not mine, and I myself project positive. If someone doesn't like me, I say, okay, it's okay, you know, I'm going to be respectful and be a good citizen, and I don't have to talk to them, but I want to ask you, this is the question.
Okay.
Has somebody identified her already that she uses bad energy to manipulate people, like including psychics?
Huh. Boy, that's interesting.
That is a very interesting question. And
you might have come across her, but she's doing something that's hiding. Please, thank you.
All right. Well,
putting down your cards.
And seeing all folks out there,
mm-hmm.
you can Skype in. Melissa has Skyped in.
Yes.
So you don't have to have a cell phone. You can Skype. When you're domestic, it's like pennies. And I think internationally it's pretty super cheap too, but I just can't speak intelligently on that. What do you got, Deb?
Oh, it's interesting. This fascinates me. She goes to, I don't know if I even want to call them psychics. Call them maybe fortune tellers, but she goes somewhere and they help her. Well, it's like they give her spells. So you're talking about her sending negative energy to you. It's very possible that she is, except I don't believe in that. I don't believe anybody can attack me on an energy level. So I have boundaries.
Well, and a lot of it is about belief.
It is.
And if you believe in something, you give that other person power.
Exactly.
And if you don't believe in it, their power's toast.
I think because you do send out such positive light and energy, Melissa, I really think that you can fight that off using your own beautiful energy.
Yep.
And believe in what you believe in is right, and don't believe in these other negative things.
And she's paying a lot of money for this garbage.
Yeah, and that and they've got her like she's like a fish. They got a hook in her mouth, so
they do
keep reeling her in. They're not going to burn her out. They're going to keep playing with her.
So this is a quick question.
Yeah.
He's never going to find out the true face of her, or somebody going to tell her that. I want him to know who she's really dealing with, because I don't know if he really knows.
You know the problem is if you tell him that, that's a good example of killing the messenger because of the message.
Oh, yeah.
I will not.
If somebody is kind of like...
He doesn't even know about it.
If somebody's like under a spell, and I don't mean literally under a spell, if you come in there, you're going to be a bad person.
Yeah, you're telling him this, he's going to think, well.
You're like, oh, you just don't, you know, you're automatically going to be a negative, which is bullshit, but we know that.
So he doesn't know that she goes to these people. You're feeling it because you have your own powers, but use your powers for good.
Yep.
If anything, you want to know what will give you energetic power over her, feel sorry for her. Send out honest compassion and pity. It's kind of like how they threw the water. Yeah, on that, right. On that, remember in the Wizard of Oz? And I don't know.
Oh, by accident. Yeah.
And she got all wet and she's melting, I'm melting.
Yep. Well, and they're all kick-ass happy.
Yeah, you go ahead and send back kindness and compassion, but pity is...
They always say kill them with kindness.
Yeah.
And you can never go to jail.
Doing that is basically like sending back, you are a really pathetic human being, you know, to be like that.
And that's interesting because...
Yeah.
And we don't set this up. We don't stage this. We don't have time. No, people are watching this. Your healing angel card reading subject happens to be kindness. A kind gesture rekindles your belief in the power of love. Remember to be kind to yourself. That's the hardest thing for a lot of people that are really got a lot of stuff going on in their life and they're trying to do this and do that. It's like, you don't forget about yourself. You can't do that.
Eventually,
you gotta care about yourself.
She's gonna tire of this with you.
Yeah, a lot of times they find another.
Really?
She'll find another.
You found the tools.
Yeah.
Go ahead. They'll find somebody else.
But you just stay kind. No revenge. You know, no underhanded tactics on your part.
Nothing good will come of that.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes it does, but not in this case, right?
No, in this case, feel sorry for. I almost said for the biatch. Feel sorry for the biatch.
Could you please watch out if she does call y'all or?
Oh yes.
Because I think you talked to her before. I have a feeling. She tends to use psychic energy from others to manipulate it the wrong way.
Did you tell us her first name?
I'm going to say like the octopus has a letter O.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to say.
Okay.
You get it? Are you picking it up?
I don't want to say
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Yes. You're right. You got it. I'm showing the picture in my head right now.
All right, Melissa. Well, you just keep sending that right back out to her. No matter what she sends your way, you're sending her feelings of, feel sorry for her that she has to be like this.
Yeah, and keep going back. Like, you know, she knows.
She knows.
Keep checking. Yeah. Keep checking. If you throw something out there and you want to see how it goes, call back. Very next show.
Exactly. So take care of everyone.
And plus, we always like sweet Melissa.
Yes,
calling
we do.
Us. The Alvin Brothers.
Yes.
That's going back to the
70s. Thank you, love doctors.
All right, honey. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right,
we have to sign off now. Thank you.
Yep, the time has come.
There's something wrong with the recording. Is that other speaker working? Just scared the silhouette out of me. Yeah, it's going to be goodbye now.
There's a little volume thing we got to work out here, that's all.